Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on a Tuesday morning. Brandon Peoples with you here for the hour. It's Pottawatomie County Day on In Focus. We have some guests here from Pottawatomie County joining us this morning. A little later on, we're going to hear from Stephen Metzger. He's already on the call. He's the county planner. We're also going to hear later on in the hour from Steve Land, the administrator from Wamego Health Center, who I see is now just joining the Zoom call. So we'll get him on here in just a bit. We're going to start things off talking with the local health officer in Pottawatomie County, and that is Leslie Campbell, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. So I do want to, I'm sorry, Brandon, I am the health director, and Liz Parthmer is still our health officer because I just came back to Pottawatomie County in the beginning of September.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. I get these titles confused sometimes, so...
No problem. I just wanted to make sure that people were aware that hasn't changed.
Okay. Well, it's been interesting here. I was talking to you here, and it's no secret here. I've been pretty public about it that I tested positive myself here for COVID-19. I got to experience what it's like to be stuck at home, and it seemed like right after I went into quarantine, November 4th is when I started mine. That's really when cases started to rise locally, and we've seen it in Pottawatomie County. I think the active case count, as I saw, is well over 100 right now.
Yes, it is. It's 111 as of yesterday afternoon. Definitely that's active cases that we've had, which has been increasing every day since November started.
Yeah, it's kind of concerning, I would imagine, especially going into the holidays, because it seemed like for a long time, especially in Pottawatomie County, the numbers have been trending, pretty flat.
Yes, they were. Even though school had started, I think that the schools here did an awesome job of mitigating a lot of things. So, and we are not seeing spread in schools right now. We're mainly seeing spread in households, family households.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot. Like schools, while people are having to quarantine at the schools, we're not seeing the virus actually transmitting through contact at schools. It seems it's coming from outside in the community.
Absolutely. That's what we're seeing. There is, Wamego had a little bit of a trend of a lot of kids at that school district quarantining, but they're now down. They don't have near as many quarantining, but a lot of them are quarantining because of their families, not because of an exposure at school. So.
Okay. Well, I know yesterday there was a new health order that came in Pottawatomie County, local health order number 9. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yes. Yesterday at the county commission meeting, the health officer Liz and I were there, and we did recommend that we let the governor's order stand, the executive order that she put out, number 2068, which would be the mask order. And the commission did look at it thoroughly, and they decided to put out their own order, which is order number 9, of course, and it is no mask order, which I will say we were a little disappointed in. We are still at the health department. We're disappointed that we weren't able to get that. Steve Land from Wamego Health Center was on. Also, Todd Woolworth from Community Healthcare Systems Onega were both there. Our hospitals here are seeing effects of COVID. They have COVID actual clients in their hospitals, which I think people didn't think would happen. Small rural hospitals, they weren't going to see many. They would transfer them on to a larger hospital, but that is not, he can talk to how that is not able to happen always, and it's not as timely as they were hoping for that care at a higher level because of the hospitals in the region are also very overwhelmed with COVID clients. So the order does, they did look at our positivity rate on KDHE's website, and our positivity rate is low, but that's because county residents are very well doing their personal responsibility of staying home when they're ill, social distancing, wearing masks, and washing their hands. Our schools have done a lot of things, and we need to commend them because our rates are lower than the counties around us, and that was their reasoning for not doing a mask order and opting out of the governor's executive order.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting, and we posted about that, and I know there's been a lot of people who agree or disagree with the county's decision yesterday. But one thing I know Pat Waxman said yesterday was the fact that no one can truly know which route is best for preventing the spread of the virus. And while that may be somewhat true, I suppose, we're seeing you got the neighboring counties. Riley County's got numbers that have really shot up. I know in Topeka they're having troubles, and Pottawatomie County's nestled right in between there. I imagine there's a lot of folks who travel to Topeka and Manhattan for their business. So you would only imagine that cases are going to continue to go higher in Pottawatomie County.
Absolutely. The trend is it's been going up, and I think we are we're expecting it between Thanksgiving and Christmas to double, and we'll see, meaning we'll have more than 200 cases active at any one day. So we'll absolutely see if that is true or not. Hopefully having neighboring counties do masks, that everyone will just do it everywhere and, you know, be that responsible person and try to, you know, not go to social gatherings, stay home, you know, stay home when they're ill, and just do what they can to decrease the spread.
I'm talking with Leslie Campbell. She is the Health Department Director in Pottawatomie County, and we're talking about the new local health order. Again, Pottawatomie County opting out of the mask mandate. It's unfortunate. I wanted to have one of the commissioners here on the radio to kind of talk about that today, and they were not available. But we appreciate that some of the department heads were able to join us here this morning on kind of short notice. It's interesting. I imagine it's a hard sell as a public health official when we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and two well-celebrated family holidays where people do get together. It's got to be a hard sell trying to convince people, you know, hey, maybe think of some other alternative plans here for the holidays.
Yeah, it definitely is a hard sell. I mean, we talk to people and of course they call for guidance, like, you know, how many people should I have? And, you know, what is our risk, which we don't know, because of course you can have the virus for 48 hours and spread it before you actually have symptoms. So it is really hard to tell, and it spreads very, very quickly, not as quickly as some diseases, but it can spread pretty quickly inside your house. So I love some of the commercials that are on TV that talk about doing things outside. I saw where people are around their fire pit, because that definitely, that outdoor space instead of the indoor enclosed space will make a big, huge difference on your gathering. So that will make a big difference, you know, spacing everybody out on long tables, decreasing the amount of people that are there, all will make a big difference for stopping the spread and keeping your family safe.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the big reason why you want to stop the spread, too, well, you don't want people to get sick unnecessarily. But obviously, the number one priority, I would think, is the hospitals, because and they are filling up pretty quickly. Is there anything else here, Leslie, that you want to make sure to let people know here before Thanksgiving?
So, well, just those things I talked about. Think about an alternate way to celebrate where you are decreasing the spread. You know, there are some really good things out there you can do if you want to see, you know, your family at the nursing home. That drive by or through the glass is always a good thing. Make it special. Maybe start a new tradition of, you know, being outside, or, you know, doing something different, not the family meal around the small table, watching the football game indoors. Just try to think about different ways that you can be safe, you know, be responsible, wear your mask, social distance and wash your hands.
All right. Well, obviously we want people to stay safe, and personal responsibility is a big part of that. And hopefully more people will heed the caution here going forward, so we don't have a dramatic rise in cases over the next couple months. We're not sure yet when a vaccine's coming. We were hearing from the national experts maybe in the spring sometime, but until then, we just got to keep the vigilance up. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. That is, we're hearing the general population the vaccine won't be available till spring, so April. Hopefully before that, we'll get it for medical personnel, especially hospital staff. Definitely they need it the worst.
All right. Well, Leslie, keep up the good work over there in Pottawatomie County, and hopefully things will start to improve here soon.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to continue in focus after the break here on News Radio KMAN.